Hello and welcome to Willosophy with Will Anderson. I am Will Anderson from the title of the podcast, and here's a little just mini episode. Oh, that's the thing I say at the start. And it, you know why? So anyway, my guess is normally I ask people on the podcast, so let's do it in the same way as I normally do it.
Okay.
Who are you?
My name is Graham Elwood.
Now, Graham Elwood, it's nice to have you here. We're going to do a proper full episode, but
sure.
You have some shows to plug. So we're just doing a little mini sort of episode to tell people what the shows are and who mm-hmm. you are. And if they're interested in it, they could go and see it. But you laughed because the intro to this is, hello, welcome to Willosophy with Will Anderson. I'm Will Anderson from the title of the podcast. And you're like, he has managed to say his name a lot in the first like 5 seconds. The reason is, it was originally called Willosophy, and it was so regular that iTunes stopped recognizing that it was a podcast. And so, because I just hadn't updated it for long enough. So then I had to redo it, but I couldn't use the name Willosophy because someone else had already used that, me. But, you know, in their system, it doesn't matter that it was already me. You just can't use that title anymore. So I had to rename it Willosophy with Will Anderson. And then I started saying that. And I realized about 60 episodes ago, whenever I've now said it every week, that is now the official, like I have a catchphrase at the start of the podcast, but it was never, I never sat down and went, how will I open this podcast? And if I were going to come up with a catchphrase, that would not have been it.
No, it wouldn't
However,
be just say your name three times.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Willosophy with Will Anderson. You've got all the information you need.
We're pretty clear.
You've already downloaded this podcast. Like, you know, the title says Willosophy with Will Anderson. I'm over-explaining this. Anyway, so, sir.
I'm Graham Elwood.
Yes.
My name is Graham Elwood, and I've been a comedian called Graham Elwood. So this is the plug rule of three.
Yeah. So people who listen to my other podcast, Faux Fop, will be very familiar
yes.
with Graham's work. And if you listen to Comedy Film Nerds, which we'll talk about in the
yeah.
main podcast, you'd know his work. And you might know some stuff you've been doing under the title.
Political Vigilante.
And is that the tour that you are currently on? Is it a political vigilante tour or is it just...
It's called the Progressive Comedy Tour.
Okay.
So my YouTube show is called Political Vigilante, and I'm also a regular on the Jimmy Dore Show, which is it's a huge political, you know, podcast and YouTube show. And
from a progressive point of view.
Very lefty progressive. We are lefty anti-war progressives. And
couple of bloody soy boys. Sitting around with your cuck attitudes.
Yes, exactly.
Great example of political correctness gone mad.
Yes, libtards who want everything to be free from Bernie Sanders socialism. So it's...
We'll talk about that on the podcast as well. Don't you worry about that. We'll get into that.
Yeah, I love your email.
Tell them what you said, by the way. Tell them what you said to me about the last time we spoke on a podcast, because it was Faux Fop and it might have been 2016.
It was 2016. It was literally you were in L.A., it was a couple weeks, if not maybe a month after the 2016 election where Trump won. And we were talking about the end of American exceptionalism, which is a big, we were definitely, I remember that podcast because it was one of the first, you know, one of the only talking with a non-American right after that had happened. And hearing your point of view as a guy, obviously, who spent a lot of time in America. You've traveled around America. I know a million American comedians such as myself. You've, you know, like all that stuff. So you're very attuned to what America is, but you're also not from there. So you understand it. I mean, you're somebody who said on previous Toe Fops or Faux Fops. I don't know. You always change the name of your shows,
yeah,
but
I know this one's very easy to understand. It's Willosophy with Will Anderson. And I am Will Anderson from the title of the podcast.
Okay. And your name again, I remember, you know, we've talked politics on Toe Fop. One of the things you said to me, and I've repeated this to so many Americans when they say, oh, Bernie Sanders is out there. I go, he's a centrist. I go, you're the guy who said, Graham, the furthest, how did you put it? You go, the Democratic Party is further to the Democratic Party of the United States is further right than the right wing of the right wing party in Australia.
Now that's changed a little in Australia of late as well.
We'll get into that, which I'm excited to talk about as well. But like, I remember you pointing that out to me, and like, that's because Americans are very insulated, and I'm sure that happens in Australia too. Just
but I also, I mean, this recently, the debate around socialized medicine, you know, Medicare for all versus, you know, is is something that I've heard Australians who only obviously watch InfoWars and Fox News and stuff like that and parrot those sort of, you know, conspiracy theories and whatever, you know, from that point of view, you know, like rail against this idea that America will have to have socialized medicine. And I was like, mate, look in your wallet. See that green card? It's a Medicare card.
Yes,
we have socialized medicine. Like, we have a hybrid system, but like essentially we have a socialized medicine system. If you're sick in this country, you have a card that says that you'll be all right. You'll get looked after. Now, sometimes for elective surgeries, you're going to have to wait longer than you should ideally have to wait. But if you need to go to a hospital right now,
you get to go.
You get to go, and whatever they do to you, it'll be free, mostly.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? You know? So
it's just like... It's so crazy, and I think it's been so insane since the election. So Jimmy Dore is a longtime friend of mine. He and I started doing stand-up comedy in Chicago in the 90s, and so I've known him for a long time. And then literally, so I did TOEFOP right after the election, and then I'm saying maybe a couple weeks after that show, I was on Jimmy's to promote Earbuds, which you're in, which is a great film for people to check out.
About podcasting. And we'll never catch on podcasting. You guys were so wrong in your prediction that people would remember podcasting 2 years later.
I can't wait to talk about that on Willosophy. And I was on Jimmy Dore's show, and he said, look, man, he said, and I hadn't talked to Jimmy in several years. You know, you and I haven't seen each other in 3 years or whatever. And I just thought he had some political podcast. And he's like, no, man, I got hundreds of thousands of YouTube subscribers. I converted my garage into a big fancy studio. And I was like, wow. And I really saw what he was doing. And he encouraged me to start my own YouTube channel because I lost my house to foreclosure thanks to Bush, but mainly Obama bailing out the banks. And I really started to see like both of these parties in America are corrupt. Corporations, and I started to become more of a political comedian.
I don't know how you could possibly think that those corporations are corrupt and the system is corrupt. I mean,
they're good people.
Look at all those bankers who went to jail after the global financial crisis.
Remember
all those
bankers
that went to jail,
and just the law after law after law of regulation that's been passed.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Yeah. The great thing is we learned everything we needed to learn from it. We're and good. Fixed everything.
We fixed it. It's all
and,
good.
And it can never happen again.
Oh, there will never be another financial crash in the next 9 to 18 months. So yeah, it was like, and then I start, and he encouraged me. He goes, start your own YouTube channel. They respond, and I started to do my own YouTube channel, and I love it. And then Ron Placone, who's a regular on Jimmy's show, has his own YouTube channel. And so we started doing these progressive comedy tours, and where we'd go to little regions in America and hit like 4 or 5 cities. And it's been amazing. I mean, we're playing like 100-seat venues, but it's all a bunch of progressives who come out who are like, because when you're progressive, you're sort of shunned. You're like Republican friends and you're, you know, people who think Hillary is amazing friends, you're shunned by them when you're like, the system is broken. No, they just want to blame Russia or whatever their thing is. So the progressives, you feel sort of isolated. And then
I often find it hilarious when, because I, particularly with my television show where I work for a public broadcaster, I feel like I have a responsibility to at least be open to, you know, different points of view. You know, it's the nature of that I, you know, so I like to be understanding of it to try to understand, you know, what people, you know, what is positive about, you know, Hillary and why people connected to her. And, you know, and in the same way with Trump, like, you know, to go, well, what was it about his message that, what situation were you in where you thought that was the answer to the problems that you are having? Because then we can have a discussion about whether that has been the answer to the problems you are having or whether, you know, you still have the same problems.
But it's a valid point. And I think when you start getting into the system is broken, you have to acknowledge, hey, there's people, you know, 60% of Americans don't have $500 to $1,000 in savings for an emergency. And there's people and I've been all over that country who lost their jobs. There's Walmart or the military. And while there's so much about Trump I don't like or agree with and never would have voted for the guy, I get it. I get why some people went, man, you know, there's counties that voted for Obama twice that voted for Trump.
Yeah, people who were like, I need a lifeboat.
Yeah.
And I know that this guy looks like a Somali pirate who's coming by, but the truth of it is that right now,
I would get on a Somali pirate boat if that's all floating on a...
Yeah, because all the Democrats are offering me is fucking swimming lessons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not... That is one of the greatest jokes I've ever made.
Holy shit, that's a great joke.
Honestly, even I, as it came out of my mouth, was like, I did not know my brain was capable of actually making it.
I literally thought, oh, he's done this joke before.
Oh, I have not done it before, but fuck, I'm going to be looking for excuses to do it again.
If you don't, I'll take that thing across the pond, friend. That's a great joke. So that's what's happened. So we started making these jokes on Jimmy Dore's show. I started making them on my own, Political Vigilante. And then Ron and I said, why don't we, since everybody knows us from Jimmy's show, and then we were also on Young Turks a lot, why don't we start doing these tours, these progressive comedy tours? So we said, and we've been doing them, and they've been amazing. And I always say, you'll show up alone, but you'll leave a part of a community, like a podcast. And so we decided to put this together, because I performed in Australia before, but we realized I have a lot of Australian fans that watch my show, or even just have seen me on the Jimmy Dore show.
Right.
So, like, we're doing Melbourne tonight, November 14th. That show's almost sold out. We're in Adelaide, November 15th. We're in Sydney.
Where are you on in Adelaide? Do you know?
The Rhino Room.
Oh, great. So it's a brilliant venue.
I love that. Dude.
Adelaide late ticket buyers. I will at least say this to you. But, you know, there's a big chance that, because I'm going to put this out so people in Adelaide could have heard this. If you are hearing this, there are still tickets available.
Yes.
You fucking late ticket buyers. And start buying tickets more early, because you're going to get the same show from the comedian, but the comedian will be more relaxed in the day before if you don't wait until that fucking day to buy your tickets.
Do you know how much joy you bring to us, comedian? Like, we knew before we got on the plane, Melbourne's going to sell out.
Right.
Like, we're going to be good in Melbourne. Like, it's going to be awesome. So,
bloody soy boy cuck. Yeah. That's why. Home of the bloody soy boy cuck.
So, if you're a soy boy cuck living in Adelaide, Sydney, and then we're in Sydney on the 17th and Perth on the 22nd, come out. And we do a huge meet and greet afterwards. I'll take a photo with everybody.
And what's the show?
The show is, so Ron and I each do like 45-minute headline sets. And we might have a local act. And we'll do an intermission, because I know that's how y'all like doing it here, which I like, actually. I prefer it. So
I like to get a drink, go to the toilet.
Yeah,
settle
out. You know what I mean? America's got, everything's got to be crammed in for capitalism. So yeah. So each, Ron and I do long sets. There are most of our material is fairly politically based. And we get activist groups that come out, you know, like some of the Action for Julian Assange groups are coming out. We've even had some of the Green Party and stuff like that. Cause you guys I just left California, which was just on fire. Now I'm coming here. You guys are dealing with it, and climate change is pushing this, obviously.
No,
so,
there's no association.
Not at all.
This is the wrong time to bring it up.
Sorry, my fault.
That is offensive of you. In the middle of the worst bushfires that we've had ever. In the whole country being on fire.
Yeah.
For you to in any way.
Don't politicize.
Don't you make this political. This is not the right time to talk about it.
Don't politicize a thing that if we actually politicize it and take action, we could help prevent.
Hey, mate, you're politicizing it. Don't you support the hero firefighters?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a guy who doesn't support the troops or the hero firefighters. That's what I'm hearing.
Another guy that just likes Somali pirates.
Exactly. Just open borders. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, just let them come in here. Let's not address the fact that bombing creates more refugees. Let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about the fact that we are worried about refugees coming to our country, but at the same time, we're creating climate conditions, which will mean all those islands will sink and there will be nothing but refugees coming to our country.
Yeah. There will be the biggest...
Even if you believe in climate change as a principle, only as a closed border policy.
Yes.
Even if you're like, you know what? I believe the science on climate change, not because I'm actually normally about that, but I hate refugees. I hate refugees so much. I have looked at where the refugees are coming from, and if we want to stop refugees, we're going to have to stop these islands sinking. Just like the most people are like, I don't know, are we on the same side as this guy or not?
I guess. I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, like, people who are like...
It's good to have you here, man, but... Should calm down on the borders thing a little?
Yeah. Let's just say we agree on time.
Let's just save the planet. This is our vibe here. Bring the...
I don't need to know why.
Why?
I don't want to know why you want to say that.
Why did we ask this guy his reasons?
Yeah, that's like when people are like, oh, the border thing. I go, yeah, people always leave in a walk 1,000 miles to get to a place or go on a raft because the conditions at home are so great.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, that's why everybody living in a nice neighborhood is always thinking about, I got to get the fuck out of here and walk 1,000 miles. So anyway, man, like, yeah, that's what the tour is. And so if you go to grahamelwood.com, you'll get, you know, you can get tickets to all the shows and come out, and I absolutely love it. I feel like I've truly found like a home for my voice and my libtard,
soy boy cuck.
That's what you guys call them. Soy boy cuck humor. So if you like soy boy cuck, come out to the thing.
Play nice.
Oh, those two dogs are fighting.
Yeah, they're showing off. That's their way of trying to impress you. Okay. They're battling for your attention, basically. But like, it went from play fighting to just a little bit real for a second. Yeah. And I'm like, I am technically the adult in charge of the situation. So if some shit happens on my watch, that's on me. So it was less about, it was more just about me going, I don't need to deal with that situation. Stop doing that, please. all right, we'll be back with the main podcast. Well, later for you guys, but right now for us.
Yes.